I was the Achum Baishi. You know, I know all that. Sinaschim, everything, I know it's all true. But can we understand that? No. It's in the Pchine of Chosom. We lack the intellectual sense whereby we could understand it. And that's why the Malach said to Daniel, Vataleo Daniel, don't try to explain. The Malach told Daniel all the secrets. All the secrets are contained in Daniel. All the secrets. Not only secrets in the category of Sosum, but even secrets in the category of Chosum. But did Daniel understand that? No. And did the Malach understand it? The Malach was mentioned by Hashem, but the Malach didn't understand it either. The Malach didn't understand it's Chosum. It's Chosum for everybody. We lack the sense. The Rambam says that L'Nisa Mashiach, there will be no change wrought in nature. It's only L'Nisa Mashiach. But L'Achis Hayomim, of course there will be a change. Tres HaMesim itself is the biggest ness that is repugnant to all laws of nature. Nature, Tres HaMesim. Resurrection of the dead, of people who died thousands of years ago, and who have gone through the nitrogenous cycle, so then there will have to be a reversal back to resurrect the dead. It's not a question of Sosum, it's Chosum. We don't have the intellectual sense whereby to understand it. Suppose a novel will come and tell us, will we understand it? Of course not. The Malach told Daniel everything, but he couldn't understand it. Because Chosum cannot be understood until after Achis Hayom. After Achis Hayom. Emes HaMashiach lo yishu nedobam nogish aleilam. But Trias HaMesim, of course, there will be a basic change wrought in the structure of the universe. Tres HaMesim itself is the biggest change in the structure of the universe. So he says, Vataleo Daniel, they are made like Eis HaKeitz. Eis has referenced the Emes HaMashiach. Ani B'ito Achishenu has referenced the Emes HaMashiach. So, Zochu Achishenu, Loi Zochu B'ito. But B'ito, in other words, it's within the framework of nature. It doesn't involve any violation of the laws of nature. But that's Leis. But Keitz has reference to the end of the days, to the Tres HaMesim era. Then there will be a basic change, what? In the structure of the universe and in the human being, and men will become endowed with an additional sense, then you'll be able to understand not only the Sosom, the Chosom, the Emes HaMashiach, Tishbi Yitaras Kushit Rabbi is the Sosom, but not Chosom. Tishbi will not be able to explain to us the Holocaust. So how do individuals who have such a limited mind, how do they have the chutzpah to argue to themselves? How to explain the Holocaust? And I don't care whether he explains the Holocaust from his secular approach, and then it will involve blasphemy, or he explains the Holocaust from a fume approach, and then it will involve stupidity and nonsense.
Because of that, I'm going just to review in a few sentences the gist of last week's Hashkofe Shira. Last still a Scottish here, I said that I raised the question, four parishes, four special shabbosis that our sages enacted, so had a very definite purpose, Bismarck bodies. So Parshish Kolim had a purpose because there is a roche that starting with Nissen, so the korbanos have to be offered from the Truma Chadosha. So Be'achad Bo'od they are machrizin al Ashkol. And Parshat Poro also, because Bizman Abayis, every Jew had to prepare himself, to purify himself, to cleanse himself from any tumasness. So the Chachon Yom Nisakein, that it has to be read, Parshas Poro, just before this. And Parshat Chiddush, of course, because of Pesach. But today, there is really no purpose in reading the special parashas of Shkolim, Poro, or Parshat Chiddush, except Zohar. Zohar has a purpose now too, and the Shabbos before Poro. But how about other things? So some say that it is on the basis of Meir Yibon Abis HaMidosh. That's why we have to read the special parashas of Shkolim, Poro, and Parshas Achidosh. I said that in addition to the time of Meir Yibon Abis HaMidosh, there is another purpose that is relevant even today. That the four parashiyas, Shkolim and Shkolim and Zohar and Poro and Parshas Achidosh have not only independent timing, but they have in unison a combined time, and they are all based upon the Psukim in Yirmiyah. It is the Haftor of Tisha B'Av and also the Haftor of Tzav, except that Haftor is never read, because if it is Shabbos HaGadol, so then we read the parasha of Yorba. There are some who read the Yorba only when Shabbos Erev Pesach, and some Dafke when Shabbos is not Erev Pesach. So then they read the parasha of Tzav, the Haftorah of Tzav, that is in Yirmiyah. But, and if it is Shonam Uberes, so then like last Shabbos, so it was Parshas Poro, so we didn't read the parasha, the Haftorah of Tzav. But there is Haftorah of Tzav, whether it's read or not read. So in the Haftorah of Tzav, so the same psukim that we say, we read in the Haftorah of Tisha B'Av. Ki Omar Hashem, al Yisalil Chochom b'Chochmosei, v'al Yisalil Hadibir b'Gvorosei, v'al Yisalil Oshir b'Oshoi, ki Mizei Shisalil HaMisalil, haskil v'yodei si Tani Yad Hashem, v'yisach Hesed Mishpot Tzdoko B'Oretz, ki Bo'ei Lechopasin Hashem, Tupzuki. Now, so Novi is saying, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his wealth, but if one wants to glory and find fighting, let the one who glories glory in the fact that he knows me. And how does he know me? Not by philosophizing. Ki Hashem hu yisachesed mishpot u'sdoko b'oretz, ki bo'ei lechopasin im Hashem. One can glory only in one thing, in knowing God. And how does knowledge of God manifest itself? not through intellectual speculation, but through practical deeds. How? By practicing chesed, generosity, mishpat, justice, tzedakah, righteousness, So I said, Parsha Shkolim is dedicated to the concept that is implicit in the expression of Yisrael Shiav Yashrei. Let not the rich man glory in his wealth. And the Navi doesn't say that wealth is not a good bounty. Of course, wealth is a wonderful bounty, but it can be a source of blessing and it can be a source of a curse. As a matter of fact, we know the Birkas Keanu, so that I didn't say last week. Birkas Keanu, so is a bracha mishalashes. Why is it a bracha mishalashes? Because he bracha ha-dishem b'nishmeracho. So it has three, it's a threefold blessing. That's one book. Second book. So, it's a Bracham Shereshes, a threefold blessing. But besides being a Bracham Shereshes, each Brach is double. Yivarecha Hadishem, Vishmarech. Yoy Hadishem Pono Vilecho, Vichoneko. Yisro Adishem Pono Vilecho, Vyosein Recho Shalem. So, why is it so? The answer is, every broche has to be coupled with another broche. Otherwise, the thing that everybody considers as a broche can turn into a source of glory. Yivarechecho Adishem, she is binome, Rashi means she is brochon chosecho, v'yishmarecho. So the Russian of the Sifri is Minamaziki. But Rashi says the same thing. Shalom yavoyu alecho shedidin, litre mamuncho, sha'amnesim aton el abdin yoche lishomrim koda, v'yachiven sheboi nistim olavineit neisamnenu ma'ano yishli maton ezur. So, Avrakosh Baruch Hu aneisim hu ha'sheni. In other words, Mormon wealth is a very fine bounty from God. You can do so many wonderful things with Mormon wealth. You can help the poor. You can alleviate the pain of the suffering. You can promote Torah, wisdom. You can do so many things. You can build up the world with wealth. But at the same time, wealth has been the cause of so much bloodshed. So, Yivarechecho Adishem, Bimomei, but that has to be coupled with another bracha, V'yishmarecho min ha-mazikin. Then, some other words, that means that while wealth is a very important bounty, but it can be a source of a curse, of a glory, then Yoy Adishem Pono V'lecho. Yoy Adishem Pono V'lecho. Yira L'cho Ponim Seicha Keis. Yechuneko. In other words, there are certain people who are blessed with a pleasant personality and they can inspire people, they can impress people, they can meet people, but that's the trouble with all the demagogues. All the demagogues. So they had certain powers. The Rebbeinu Shalom, address them with a very present personality, present personality. But how did they abused it? So the bracha of Yoyer Adishem, Tono Virecho, has to be coupled with another bracha, Vichoneko. You have to be every present in personality, and you can be a leader. You have to lead the people, not to mislead the people, not to inspire them with poisonous ideas. And Yisra Adishem Pono Vrecho, the Yosei Mecho Shalem. So again, Yisra Adishem Pono Vrecho, but if a person has a lot of power, Yisra Adishem Pono Vrecho, he has power, but if he has power, he has might, but he can destroy the world with the might. So he has to wield the might in the proper way, in the constructive way, and not in the destructive way. So this is the pshat in the pasuk. In the pasuk, in Yirmiyah, Kulam Adishem, Al Misalel Chacham B'Chachmasei. Al Yisalil Hagibeya B'Gvuroseli, Al Yisalil Oshia B'Yoshrei. Not that he can't glory in wisdom, of course he can glory in wisdom. After all, wisdom is the first Bakoshe in the Bakoshe Soch of the Shmoneh Esrei. Atochein Olgam Daas, Lami Lemish Haskit, and so Chaminu Nitchot Deyot Bino B'Daas. So we ask, before we ask for slicha, before we ask for panose, before we ask for refuye, we ask for intelligence, for wisdom, because of what avail is everything without the mind, without wisdom, without intelligence. So, when the Nabi says, Kriya Adishmoy Salim Chacham B'Chachmasei, one shouldn't think he's intelligent, he's a genius, then he's a blessing for humanity. Now, Kim Bizeis Yisalel Am Yisalel. In other words, if the wisdom goes hand in hand with your deis, Kami Adishem is a chesed mishpat to talk about it, then he can grow in wisdom. And Al Yisalel Agir Abig Morasei, but sometimes you have to wield more power against Amalekius. That's the message of Parashat Zochar. And but by itself, so it is, it can only reach destruction upon the world. And he says, if it is not coupled with Haskir Yadeya Isi, but if the wealth goes hand in hand with Haskir Yadeya Isi, Kami Adishem is a chesed mishpat yisdok ha-boretz ki ba'ir echof hatsin ha-mashem. So I said last week that the message of Parshas Shkolim is expressed in the expression of Al Yisalil Oshia Boshrei. The message of Parshas Zocher is expressed in the expression of Al Yisalil Dibir Bekvorosei. And the message of Parshas Por, the limitations of the human mind, is expressed, is implicit in the expression Al Yisalil Chacham B'Chachmasei. Now, where is the message of Parshas Achidesh? This Shabbos is Parshas Achidesh. Parshas Achidesh is the message of freedom. So, what is a free man? A free man, the blueprints for freedom are implicit in the pasuk Kim Bozeis Yisalel HaMisalel Haskir V'Yodea Isi Kami Adishem Yisachesed Mishpat Yisdok HaBoretz Ki Bo'ir Echofatz Be'ilom Adishem Chazal Zor Amichter Lekim Chorus Ha'aluchais Al Tikcho Chorus Elocheus She'in Lucho Ben Chirin Al Mishe Isik Betiyo Isik Betiyo Chazal don't say, Im l'cho b'cheren al mishalei militeo. There is a difference between learning and racing. Learning means he learns. If somebody learns Torah, it's big mass meat, but he's not motivated by Torah, he's a limited. But he's not an easy with it. Asha Krishonim mitzvesov v'tzivonu lasik b'teiro, not l'ilmi teiro. Why not? Because we can't say l'ilmi teiro. Any other mitzvah, l'niach tfilma, mitzvah stil, our mitzvah sitzis, v'shmei akur shifro, mitzvah slur, that's all. Because in regard to any mitzvah, except Talmud Torah, if somebody is in Mumma al-Kholateku, Khosha Mikaresi, Mumma al-Frizore, but if he eats matzah, he's the kind of mitzvah of matzah. We don't say he's not an Isimai Samcho, so he's not the kind of mitzvah. One has nothing to do with the other. So because of that, we shouldn't criticize the Babicher for putting on film and Jew who never observed one Shabbos. I don't do it, but they are not to be criticized. On the contrary, they deserve credit for that. Because even on the contrary, he's a Jew who never observed a single Shabbos, who never fasted any kippah. He has to have some shusim. So let him have some shusim of putting on film. So he'll put on film once, he will not be takaf the monach film. I think the Lubavitcher will do that, do a great thing. I wouldn't tell anybody to do it because I don't do it myself, but they do a great thing. But there is one mitzvah that if it is not coupled with Shmiras HaMitzvahs, then it's no mitzvah. It's no mitzvah. That is Talmud Torah, and that is ignoring the Gemara's Daf Kuftes. The Gemara in Gemara says, "Kol mi she'ini or she'ini elo teiro, atul teiro einli." Shenema, the Gemara mentions the passage. Shenema, ushmartem v'asisem. Kol she'yesh nei v'asiyeh yesh nei b'mideh. So Rashi says, in other words, if one says, but I don't have to have the acharet, I don't have to be zoya b'mitzvahs, I want to be involved in learning, so he has no kima mitzvah of Talmud Torah. If somebody puts on tefillin and is not interested in refraining from Yisurim, he has a mitzvah film. But if somebody learns Torah, game on the lyre. But he's not motivated by Torah. And even if he refrains from Yisurim, and he's Zoya b'mitzvahs in a certain way, but he has no da'acharetz, da'acharetz kodma l'teo. So then the Rosh says, Kol Talmud Chochem Shem Yisnai Koro. Yisnai Koro doesn't mean Yitz Nedele is Nechal Shabbos. Then the Rosh wouldn't say Yisnai Koro. In other words, Yisnai Koro means he doesn't deport himself the way Ben Torah should deport himself. Yisa Goru Al Min Amoretz. The Acheretz Kidma L'Teo. So a Talmud Chochem who is involved in learning has to be Mikadosh Hashem. After Shamu Kacho, she Shumai Misaif al Vachot, Mora says in Yume, she Kiro Bishene, Umishamish Tom Yachachomim, Vidibure Binachas Nabriis, Umasui, Umatoni Bemuno in Nabriis, Ma Briis in the Norov, of it mean the Tero, Maisof Likach Maisavagin, Avon Mechot, Kiro Bishene, ומשמע איש תלמידי חכמים, ואין דיבורי בנחס נפריס, ואם עשוי מתוני באמונו, מהו, מה הבריס אימו רוב? ראו, פלייני עובי בלינדי תירו, ראו כמו מייסוף מחוארים. So that's why the horse says, if he town trochen, he's not mistake at all. If there is no pit not the highest litor, he's not be do be nachas na prayer, so yes and go amin amores. So that's why the broche is, and it's not even mikayim in mitzvah tamei Torah, over disobeying in the life. Because there is a special zeros akosum of umaditem vasisem kol sheyeshnei vasiye yeshnei bermide kol sheyeshnei vasiye einei bermide. That's why the nusach habroche is asher kishon mitzvisov veitzivonu la'asik b'divateo, not really b'divateo. La'asik means he's completely stiff in Torah. He's also in Torah. Even when he doesn't learn, he's also in Torah. When he's in business, when he's in the marketplace, he's constantly motivated by Torah. Can I give him a price that is more than the market price? No. Can I make too much profit, more than ishtus, in necessities? No, the Gemara says. So then he's, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says in Nefesh HaChaim, then he's also b'teiro even when he does business. Even when it's business. So the broch is at the Shom Zesa b'tzivonu l'asik b'dor teiro. So when Chazal say, v'amichtov chorus ha'aruchis, al tikcho chorus ha'achirus, she'im lochov ha'achirun ha'ishisik b'teiro, he doesn't blame teiro, it means eisik b'teiro. One who is steeped in Torah, who is involved in Torah, who is motivated by Torah. Everything he considers from the Torah perspective. So that's freedom, that's a free person. That's the message. That's the message of Parshas Achilles. That's the message of Parshas Achilles. So the message of Parshas Shkolim is implicit in the expression of Yisarei Roshir Broshrei. And the message of Parshas Zohar is implicit in the expression of Yisrael Dibir Mitzvah Oseh.
It just has to be closer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yisrael Dibir Mitzvah Oseh. And the message of Parshas Por is implicit in the expression of Yisrael Chochom B'Chochom Oseh. And the message of Parshas Chedesh is the message of freedom. So the message of freedom is אין חובן חירין על מי שאיסי בתאירו, כי מזה איסי סליל המסליל, הסקיר וידי איסי, כמי עד השם איסי חסד משפט לדוק עבורת, כאילו חסד מן השם, so then he can be מסליל עם חוכמו, עם גבורו, עם רישה provided, that the חוכמו and the גבורו and the רישה are wielded from the accordance with the dictates of the Torah. There is a very remarkable Rashi in Chumash, the first Rashi in Chumash, that has to do with Parshas HaChidosh. What do we read in Parshas HaChidosh? HaChidosh HaZeh Lachem. So Rashi, the first Rashi, in Breishis, Omar Reb Yitzchok, where you tzorich lahastri lesatiro, elo ma'achidosh HaZeh Lachem, shi mitzvah v'chino shi mitzvah v'yisroel. I saw some maskirim say, where's the Tradition? They looked in the Medrash Rabbe, they didn't find such a memory. They looked in the Medrash Tanchume, they didn't find such a, they looked in the Psik, they didn't find such a memory by Rabbi Yisrael. So they were some self-appointed, you know, enlightened people, so they said, it's not a Medrash, but why? Because Rashi so defabricated such an absurd story. Now, Rashi's father's name was Reb Yitzchok. And Rashi's, I saw it in some history books, such nonsense. So he said that Rashi's father, Reb Yitzchok, did not know anything. But Rashi wanted, because he was a good son, so wanted to pay tribute. He had compassion for his father, ignorant man, and everybody pointed out, look, such an amoritz, he and has such a great man like Rashi. So Rashi wanted, you know, to tell the world that his father was London. So Meile, he said, Omar Rav Yitzchok, and he meant his father. But what is the real reason? It's a Medrash. We don't have that Medrash. There are many Medrashim that we don't have. The Rambam mentions many Medrashim. The Rambam mentions many Medrashim that we don't have. We have everything. There are many manuscripts. The Yerushalman Kochim got lost. So then somebody produced another Yerushalman, which is not genuine, but it got lost. So it's a Medrash. It got lost. And in that Medrash, so Rabbi Yitzchok said, Lo yotzorich lehasri lesatero elo ma'achidish hazeh lochem, shi mitzvah lishenu shenitzvah in Israel. Actually, the Torah should have started not with precious Gora Lepnim, is Hashemayim le'Yisroret, because that's not so relevant. We should have started with the first mitzvah in the Torah. Why? Because the Torah is essentially a book of action, a book of laws, which tells us how to act, how to think, how to feel, what we are allowed to do, what we are not allowed to do. It's not a book of history, it's not a book of theology, it's not a book of science, it's not a book of psychology. It's a book of deeds. It's a book of moral law. The Torah represents the moral law of the universe. Shibora Kodesh Boruch HaSolomei Hishtakel B'Teiro Boruch HaSolomei. So my grandfather, Reb Chaim Brisker, said, what does it mean? Hishtakel B'Teiro Boruch HaSolomei. It cannot be interpreted. Later, he said, we see that the principles of the Torah usually coincide and harmonize with the innate concepts that inhere in the character and in the soul of each and every person, Jew or non-Jew. For example, Torah has a mitzvah ba'afto rachamecha, and every person understands intuitively that brotherly love is a very sublime principle. The Torah says that shfichus dam is a terrible thing, shefir dam odom bo'odom domi yishofi. Lo yisirtzach, categorical imperative, thou shalt not kill, and that is dictated by innate human intelligence, ethical consciousness. So there is harmony between the principles of the Torah and what they call, Reb Chaim didn't use these expressions, but the Yisraelim call it natural law. Natural law. Medrash tells us, one should think that the reason is why the Torah harmonizes with natural law, with the innate concepts in the heart of every human being, is because when the Bnei Shalom gave the Torah to the Jewish people, so he molded the Torah in accordance with the natural law, the innate ethical concepts. No, just the other way around. Kishtakil kishet bora kodesh boruch ha'solomei kishtakil b'teiro u'bora ha'solomei. The reason as to why there is such a thing as natural law, of course, every human being, Jew and non-Jew, understands that murder is the most terrible crime. Everybody understands. Even the biggest thoughts can understand that. because the Ribbono Shel Olam created man, and the creation of man is a constant process, it's a perpetual process. Every time a baby is born, so the Ribbono Shel Olam creates man. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam created man, and when the Ribbono Shel Olam constantly keeps on creating men and women, day after day, so then he molds the personality of each man and woman so that their innate concepts should harmonize with the Torah. So it's not that the Ribbono Shel Olam molded the Torah so that they would meet the innate concepts inherent in man, but just the reverse. The Ribbono Shel Olam molded the nature of every person so that they would harmonize with the principles of the Torah. So the Torah represents the law, the spiritual law of the universe. Histakel b'teira u'bor silam. Some mele, the Torah is essentially a book of laws. It represents the spiritual law of the world. So we should start only in Fachidis Azelachem. But why did the Ribbono Shel Olam start the Torah with Bereishis B'bara Levin, which has to do with theology and the creation of the world, mm-hmm. and with scientific facts and everything? Only for one purpose. Umatam posar b'bereishis, mishum keach ma'as of hid le'ame, losis le'en nachlas goyim. שמירו מסעילום לישראל ריסטים אתם שכבשתם ארוציס ארצי שיבה בויים הנינו להם כל עולת של הקדיש ברוך הוא הוא בורו בנוסנו לאשר יושבינו ברצינו נוסנו להם וברצינו נות לו מהם נוסנו. So the Rambam points out, what it mean, what does it mean, where you צורך להסלס התיר ומחיש הזה לכם. Shalom, I mean, Bereishis is not important at all. It forbids Dikri Hadas, Chiddush Eilam. If somebody does not believe in Chiddush Eilam, he's a mean, the Rambam says. So how do you say that the whole purpose of Bereishis, not only Bereishis, Bereishis say, Meyach and Lach, Bechon, Vayir, and Chaisor, and Pildes, and Vayitze, and Vayishlach, and Vayeshev and Bikeitz and Vayigash and Vayechi and Shmeiz Vayero, and part of boy didn't happen to be included in the Torah. Only should have started the Chachi HaLelachem. What's about all these cities at all? What's about all these cities at all? So the Ramban says it only means, of course, that would have been mentioned. But that could have been left in the Torah Shebaal Peh. After all, the bulk of the Torah was not even reduced into writing. The Torah Shebaal Peh is Aruch HaMe'aretz Mio, Chovav Minyon. So that was not couched in script. So all these things that deal with all the Siddur Olam could have been couched in the Torah Shebaal Peh, not in the written words of the Torah Shebaal Peh. But why did the Ribbono Shel Olam put it in the Torah Shebaal Peh rather than the Torah Shebaal Peh? Because of Keach Ma'as of Yidut Le'amen, Los Yisrael Nachlas Goyim, Sheyivu Mizeilam Yisrael Listimatem, Shekavashtem Arz Yishiva Goyim, הם אומרים להם כל אורש של הקדוש ברוך הוא בור בנוסנו אשר יושב בעיני ברצינו נוסנו הם וברצינו נוסנו מהם בנוסנו. So in other words, the whole reason as to why we have a Chumash Bereishis is because of Eretz Yisrael. Because in order to prevent the blunder that might be made by the Ribbono Shel Olam, that they will accuse the Jewish people are being listing. Listing. What's the pshat? Now, if not for the time, so the Torah would have begun with Achidish Hazelachem. Achidish Hazelachem. That is, that's the mitzvah the Shemesh installed in Israel. And Chazal explained it, Achidish Hazelachem, that the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Rambam mentions it in Kiddush Achidish, that when the Rebbeinu Shalom revealed to Moshe the first mitzvah of the Torah, Achidish Hazelachem, the Kiddush Achidish, so he showed him Bimara Nevuye, Ilvone, the Rambam says in Kiddush Achidish, and he told him Kozer Rehi B'Kadesh, or as Chazal expressed it, Yis Umseilo Meim Lechamo, Yisrael Yisroel Meim Levana. So Achidish Hazelachem represents the concept. Of course, the mitzvah of Kiddush Achidish. But what is Kiddush Achidish? Kiddush Achidish is based upon the concept that while Umseilo is Meim Lechamo, Yisroel is Meim Levana. What does it mean? Why is the Am Yisroel so great? Because they are Meir Levana. So they, as a matter of fact, there are many nations. I think that today all the faiths in the world, so they are also Meir Levana. The Mohammedans especially, I mean they are only Meir Levana. They don't recognize the Chama at all. And even the Nitzrim, so they are also Meir Levana. When they celebrated yesterday their Easter. So what is Easter? Easter is the Meir Levana. It has to do something with the Chamah too. It has to be after Equinox. So, but they are Meir Levana. So why do Chazal say, "Umseilo Meir Lechamo v'Yisroel Meir Levana"? But it's something else. It's not just the counting after the moon. Father and after the sun. Museilom is Meir Lechamo. Museilom also meted out contributions. Many of the Museilom meted out many important contributions to mankind. Egypt didn't meet out the contribution of Babylonia, so much culture. Greece, Rome. But all the civilizations of the Museilom are grounded in Meir Lechamo. They were able to achieve and to contribute and to progress when the sun was shining. But once the sun of prosperity and success and of power had set below the horizon, then they started to deteriorate and they disappeared from the horizon, never to appear again. Where is ancient Babylonia, Assyria, Egypt, Hittite empire, tremendous empire in ancient times? It sank into oblivion. Why? Because Umseilom are Meilom Lechamo. They can progress and exist as long as the sun shines, the sun of prosperity, of wealth, might, power, is shining. Once the sun sets, they disappear. They deteriorate and they quickly disappear and they sink into oblivion. But Israel remains in the woman. Israel can progress even in darkness, and not only even in darkness, primarily in darkness. There is a very strange Maimah Chazal. U'machashaki mishivani ze Talmud Bavel. He put me in darkness, that's the Talmud Bavel. Talmud Bavel, that's the Torah Shebaal Peh. But when was the Talmud Bavel composed? The Rambam says in the Akdomi, to the Perusha Mishnah that the reason is why Rabin and Rav Ashi decided to put the Torah Shebal Peh into writing. After all, there was an Issa of Torah Shebal Peh, the Torah Shebal Peh, because the Tzoras was so great, and the Chachomim realized that it has to be put into writing. So the Talmud Bavli, the redaction of the Talmud Bavli took place in the darkest period in the Jewish history. Imagine being in Russia. So they once heard the Torah Shebal Peh in time, in the darkest period of Jewish history. Could something like this, I mean not only like this, even a fraction, an infinitesimal fraction of that phenomenon, could it take place among Jews of Israel, that when they are faced with adverse circumstances, they should be able to progress so much and reach the zenith of their culture? Impossible. Why? Because they are mainly lechamo. They cannot be mainly levona. When the levona is, they cannot shine. When it's dark, it can only shine when there is sunlight. But Jewish people can dafke shine when it's dark. Now we have a broche. We have a broche of Shasimcha b'Neinei. Shasimcha b'Neinei. The broche is mentioned at the Chasanet in Sheva Brochas. It's not mentioned in any other Simcha. Only at the Chasanet on Sheva Brochas. Or in Shiva Simcha Mishnah. Not Sheva Brochas, but in Birkas HaMozei on Yeshiva Simcha Mishnah. But the Yom Shishlimim of Akame says there is another occasion when we have to say Shasimcha Mein. I don't know why we don't do it. Yom Shishlimi says, when we make a seal and a misachte, so that's a Suez Mitzvah. So then when we are Mugor Berg Samozi, we should say, Shasimcha b'Neinei. Shasimcha b'Neinei, just as at wedding in Berg Samozi, we say, Shasimcha b'Neinei. That's the Pshat. But there is a Gemara in Chagige, Daf Yom Dalet. So the Gemara says, Shiva Rikimei, there are seven heavens. Seven heavens. What are the seven heavens? So it's Shchokim, and Zvul, and Okia, and seven heavens, and Moi. So, only seven heavens? Such a gigantic universe, only seven heavens. But obviously, it is not to be an not physical spheres. There is a gigantic universe, almost infinite. Not infinite, but almost infinite. You can't count the stars. The Torah says that we can't count the stars. So it's a gigantic universe. Only seven skies. But it's to be understood in this, not in a spatial sense, but in a spiritual sense. Seven heavens means seven spheres, seven spiritual and moral spheres. So one of the seven spiritual and moral spheres is Moy. What takes place in that sphere, in that heaven, Moy? So Shebei Malachi Ashoris, Shorin Shira Balayla. So the Malachi Ashoris chant the Shira at night. ובלילה שירה הנה, זה פסק יותר. So it's a great matrige to sing the shira balayla. And at the chasana we say, sha'asim chodunene, because the Torah says that the ideal life is in zakenegde. What do you mean zakenegde? In other words, when they sit at the Sabbath table, so the husband has to sit here, and the wife has to sit opposite him. That's the pshat in Yizak and Edgar. Yizak and Edgar means that the wife, an ideal wife, a real wife, is one who is an Israel when everything is connected with the husband. If a wife is a devoted wife, and she's loyal to him, as long as the husband makes $100,000 a year and is so successful, but when he becomes unemployed, she abandons him. She's not an ideal wife. She's not an Isaac and Edwin. An ideal wife is a woman who is Isaac and Edwin when everything is against him. So she still encourages him. And she is Isaac. So that's why he's saying, that when we are referred to some Muslim in Shiva Simya Mishte, so everyone who participates in the some Muslim joins in the prayer that their joint life of the Chosn and the Kale should be such that they'll be able to sing Shira Balayla. And which family does not have trouble? Unfortunately. So you should be able to enjoy joy even in the midst of darkness. And that's why the Yom Shishlemi says there is one other simcha where in Birkas Hamozim we have to say Shasimcha Menin. Why are you not made that way? I don't know. I didn't see anybody should be chilek on Yom Shishlemi, but I don't like to introduce changes, so I'm not becoming an apostle for saying Yasimcha Menin at Yisude in Yisiyem, Nisachte, but Yom Shishlemi in the Talmud says we should say, because Talmud Torah is the same way. The Rambam says, the Brichas Talmud Torah, Kol Echod V'Echod, Yisrael chayev l'kvei ali itin l'toro b'yeinu b'alaylo b'in bochu b'in nosi b'in bal yis b'in chile b'in bal yisurim. The Rambam doesn't mention that expression in regard to any other mitzvah, that b'in bal yisurim and b'in chile is chayev mitzvah. There is no special ptur for a chile or for Baal Yisurim, but he doesn't mention it. Only in respect to Talmud Torah, he says, Kol Echad V'Echad Yisrael Tzorech L'Kviya L'Yitim L'Teira Ben Yim Balayla Ben Bochu Ben Nosi Ben Chile Ben Baal Yisurim. The answer is true, there is no special ptur for a chile and for Baal Yisurim, but with Gabi Mitzvahs, the Gabi Yisurim, there is only one thing that is there, the Torah writes it, Pekach Nefesh. But anything short of Pekach Nefesh cannot be there and is otherwise. Rabbonim, so some Rabbonim, so in certain circumstances, some of them. And then, of the Abnes, there is Rabbonim. But in is otherwise, only Pekach Nefesh. Nothing short of Pekach Nefesh can be deiche and isavarayse. But with Gabi Mitzvahs, we have a locha that one is not mechuyev to spend the im rab. More than a chimesh, and the Korit Rabbi Yeruchem, the Ramot Paskins, and some interpretation of God, no chesluo, like Rabbi Yeruchem, that Yisam Chimesh is not even allowed to spend, but he's not mechuyev to spend more than 10. Then he said, now suppose the Kima Mitzvah involves Yisurin. So Yisurin is certainly a rab, much more than a fifth. Let's say somebody has $5 million, he's not allowed to spend more than $1 million on mitzvah. So in other words, suppose he couldn't be Mikai Mitzvah still, unless he spends more than $1 million, he's not Rahuyev, so he'll never be Mikai. I mean, let's say in such a situation, Mitzvah still. So if the alternative is Yisur, so then he's certainly Potter. Mashinki, the Talmatora, but Talmatora has the potential. If one is involved in learning it, so it has the potential of injecting joy in the midst of all the trouble. As the Yamelach says, Nurein Sehos Chosha Ashurein, Kyoz Vanity Beonim, so maybe there is no Ketura Palmisur. The Dabit film, let's say, if suppose he bring the time in its first film, so when involved his soul, so it's not Nahuyev. I remember after I had a stroke, so for the first 3 months when I had to put on, I still have some pain, but it's bearable. But the first 3 months when I had to tighten the mitzvah and the left arm, the Yisurin or Adla Shamay, I didn't scream, I controlled myself, because I believe in the philosophy of mind over matter, but if I haven't been dedicated to the philosophy of mind over matter, I'd have screamed, I still would scream now too. But I controlled myself. For the first 3 months, every time I had to put down the tree on my left hand, so if somebody had asked me, Shaila, that he has the pain, I would have passed him. He doesn't have to put on film. So then, what would the result have been? He never would have been able to. So then, I kept on putting on film every day, some mail, you know. So then the pain became less and less piercing, and now I don't feel any pain altogether. So, it's a hinrach. It's a hinrach. But Tamatora has the potential of really Seros Choshashuri, because of vanity be only, some male, there is no Ptur of in Rav Yisurin. Because other Rav involved the self-learning, so it will reduce the pain to a minimum. So how can you claim an exemption of the mitzvah of Tamatora because of Yisurin? That's why the Rambam says, Bin Chilu Bin Rav Yisurin. Other mitzvahs, Chilu Bin Yisurin. So it might complicate the situation, but Talmud Torah, on the contrary, he has the potential of Kolim Zeachnis B'Kalachimah and reduce the pain to minimum and reduce the sickness to minimum by involving himself in Talmud Torah. So that's why the Yom Shlomo says we have to say Hasimcha B'Meini, just as life has the capacity of being an Izak in every day and reduce all the chores of the family to minimum by singing Shira Dalailo. So Talmud Torah has the same potential. That's part and parcel of the Moshe of Shira Shirin, as the Rambam says in the Cheshuvim. It's the same kind of relationship in a figurative way as the relationship between the Chosin and the Karvan. That's the Moshe of Shirashim, the relationship between the Jews and the Rebbeinu Shel, and the Jews and the Torah, because Yisrael the Yeraisi the Bichetricho Chado. In other words, because Yirei Seros Choshashim because of Arit Beinu. So that's the equation and the similarity between the relation between the Chosin and the Kaya and the relation between the Jew and the Torah. So, the soil mainly of honor, the greatness of Amri soil consists in the fact, their uniqueness manifests in this fact, that whereas in the Salem they can only progress when the sun shines, but in darkness they rot and deteriorate, and they disappear and they become comes in all the way. So soil, so machashir, shatim yeshivan, the town brother. So that means that the messenger, freedom, the first mitzvah, and that's Parsha Sachich, that's the message of freedom. So does that mean that the message of freedom tells us that the Jew does not even have to look for the sun? He can shine in darkness. He shouldn't be interested in prosperity. He shouldn't be interested in security. He shouldn't be interested in the sun of wealth, of power, of influence, of naches, has v'shom. Now, there is the Medrash and the Pasuk. In Pasuk Beis, the Mara Asne, the revelation at the bush, by Vayero Malach HaVishem Elo Birab Asen Shmutich Asne, Vayar Bin Asne Bir Beish, the Asne Nehukom. So the angel of God appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in the midst of the fire, through the snake, the bush, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the bush was burning with a fire, but the bush was not consumed. So there are two mandamas in Medrash Rabbeh. Malach HaVishem Rabbi Yechon Meresh Rabbe Rabbi Yechon Omar Zeh Mechoyer Rabbi Chanin Omar Zeh Gavriel. In other words, there is a machlekes as to the identity of the Malach. There is Malach Mechoyer and there is Malach Gavriel. So, which Malach appeared from the midst of the bush? So Rabbi Yechon said Mechoyer, and Rabbi Chanin said Gavriel. What kind of machlekes is it? Why do they say Mechoyer? Many other malachim. But every malach has its mission. Mechoyer has his mission, and Gavriel has his mission, Raphael has his mission, and the malachim that visited Avraham Avinu, so one was Mechoyer. And what was Yechon's mission? To announce, to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. And Gavriel, what was Gavriel was one of the Malachim. What was Gavriel's mission? Gavriel's mission was, Chazal say, to overthrow Zdein Bameo. And then there was Raphael. Raphael was to heal Avon. Because after the Milo, so Avon had to be healed. So Raphael symbolizes Raphael, the first king. He is the messenger of God to heal, to do therapy. And Gavriel is Gviras Kelim to do Gvura, not ordinary Gvura, but divine glory, to destroy riches, to overthrow Zdein Bameo. And what's Mechoyer's mission? Mechoyer's mission was to announce to Sarah that she'll have a baby, she'll have a child. Now, Mechoyer, Gavriel personifies the middle of glory. And Raphael personifies the middle of Raphael, of healing people. And Michael personifies the middle of Sablonis, one of the leaders של הקדוש ברוך הוא, יצרך הפיים, and the more in Sanhedrin, the less that in Sanhedrin, says that it was the Torah said in Shlach, ויביא עד השם הרכונו ויקרו עד השם הישם תורך ומחנו איך הפיים ואף חסד אמס ויצחס לו הלוף ונעשיוב ומפשע וחתו תמנה כאילוי נע כפיקל אדינובי סרבוני אביבורים עשורי שמורבים ומה ימי שוויקי דארץ וישתוכו סבימור אין סנדון סייס דפקופיקי מברס דאפ The primary nation was משתחפת ורבים של הרום in gratitude for the need of Arahapani, of Sablonis, of tolerance, of forbearance. And the Gemara mentions that when the Rebbe Yisroel at first said Arahapani before the Chetoriyo, so the Rebbe Yisroel said Arahapani L'Rishayim, L'Sadikim. So the Rebbe Yisroel said Af L'Rishayim. So Mishrabim said, Vishon Yamusu. So the Rabbin Shum said to Mishrabim and Moshe, you'll see later on that the media of our Hapayim is to be shown towards Rishonim as well. Kishachotu Be'idyal, so then, and there was a hard enough, the Rabbin Shum said, Emchen Sifri, so Mishrabim pleaded on behalf of all Israel. So Mishra Vita Ben Shalom reminded Moshe, he said, you said Rishon Yamusu. So Moshe said, Ato Martali, Aflo Rishon. So what's the pshat in this moment? What kind of a dialogue was there? So the Sifat was Chaimus and Heaven. Sifat was Chaimus and Heaven. But by the way, Tiras Chaim was the first Rav in Brisk, Tiras Chaim. Chaim Shul. So the first Rabban Brisk, he was Rabban Brisk in the 16th century. There's Chaim is another answer. He says, what's the pshat? So he said, when Mish Rabbeinu was oil, Lahar Sinai to be Kabul the Torah, at that time Mish Rabbeinu did not anticipate that it's possible that Klal Yisrael, that so many Jews would sink so low as to bow as to be mishtachet leiv. Mish Rabbeinu, they were Rishonim. Who were the Rishonim? Dosan Babylon. They were him, the Rishosam, and Chilosam Basif. But he didn't know the other Rishon. Some mirror when the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Erech HaPayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom is tolerant. And he's forbearing, so Mish Rabbeinu said, Hapayim is good towards Sadiqim, but Rishon Yavush, as all the means, Posi Kabrit Rishon Yavush. So Rabbeinu Shalom said, no, after Rishon. So then, when Moshe Rabbeinu saw that it's possible that so many such a rabbin of people sing so low and become really out of the joy, so then he understood why the Rabbeinu Shalom said, Hapayim Aflo Rishon, but how can that be reconciled with the concept underlying the posik of Avid Rishon Bino? The answer is it all depends on the Rishon says. If the bull of the Jewish people are Tzadikim, and the Aflo Rishon, like Dosan Babylon, so then, in a Kodesh Baruch Hu Chofetz B'Nisoso, but in order to save the world, so it's necessary that the few Rishonim should be a Musu, so it will be a better world. But when the Rishonim are so many, so then we can't say Avet Rishonim, you know? Then we say Erech HaPayim Afro Rishonim. That's the pshat. So that's why the Rosh Chaim says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Vaymaya Moshe, Vayikit Arzo Vayishtoch. Vayikit Arzo Vayishtoch. So that means that the main gratitude by Moshe Rabbeinu to the Rebbeinu Shalom was for the Mila Ve'Achapai. And the fact that Ve'Achapai Matzor Roshon. Because otherwise, if the Rebbeinu Shalom had not resorted constantly, day after day and night after night, to the Mila Ve'Achapai, then the mankind wouldn't be able to survive one day. Imagine the vicious that goes on with the paganism and the immorality and the idolatry and the bloodshed and the hypocrisy that goes on. So how could the world survive in one day? So how is the world to survive? Because the Rebbeinu Shalom resorts constantly to the midday of Erech HaPayt. Erech HaPayt. But sometimes the Rebbeinu Shalom is a coming late. Not Erech HaPayt. The Rebbeinu Shalom knows exactly when to apply the midday of Erech HaPayim, of Rachum V'Chanun, and when to apply the midday of Kanavin Eike, picked up in Yodis Albonim, of Nibonim, of Shloshim, of Rebbein. So the Zohar in Parshas Vayechi calls. Now, you see, it is interesting when in Kriyas HaTorah Nitanis, so when the Baal Kri reaches the Psukim, Adishem Adishem Kirachum Echaim Echapayim Rav Chesed Ve'emes, Leitzachesed Ve'alof Nisom Pesh Mechato Ve'nachi. The whole Tzibur says it. But they don't finish the Pasuk. They finish Ve'nachi. The question is, Kol Psukit Ol Paskim Eishol Ve'askim. So how is the Tzibur allowed to say it up to the middle of the passage? The answer is that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Milamich and Isati, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibur, Ve'ina, Ve'omar Lahem, Ve'omar Moshe, Bishor Shabonai, Chaitim, Kiseder Azeh Yirasu, Kishub Tshuve, Vani Mechalom, Vani Mechalom. So that means that the prayer, and the Rambam says in Chazdeyes, the reason is why the Torah mentions all the Yiddish Adli Borch. Like this, the Torah shouldn't have mentioned to us. Because, again, for the same reason, when you're Tzricha Atira Lahasri, Elam Achidish Azul Achem, the Torah is a book of laws, of moral obligations, it's not a book of theology. So why should the Torah mention the Yiddish Adli Borch, or the Yichusha, the Mifun Mukhal, Tidrei Shub Mukhusha Mukhal Tachkir? So the Rambam says in Chazdeyes, because there is a mitzvah of Erachto Bidrochov. Mahu Rachum, Matate Erachum, Mahu Chan, Matate Erachum. So we know the Torah has to tell us. Otherwise, how will we be able to maintain the mitzvah of Erachto Bidrochov? We don't even know what the Droch Shach is Bochov. So the Rebbein Shom tells us all these things in the Torah. To Rachum, Chan, Nachpayim, Chesed, Emes, Nitzchesed, Lalofim, Misiobim Pesha, the Chato Dinaki. So, because we have to know what to emulate. So that the Zohar says is mitzvahs, is midas misitra dimin di shrim, on the right side of the shrim. Then what are the midas misitra dismay di shrim? The Zohar in Parashat Vayechi says that Tanav Nekei, Nei Naki, Pekit, so the Pshat is Naki Hu Mishavim, Nei Naki Lichi, Nei Nam Shavim, Pekit Abi Nabi Salvonim, Abi Nibon Rashot Rabi, Des Misitra Dismoy, what's it mean, Misitra Dimin? Eni Limayla Lo Yimin Bel Ismail, the Gemara says on Chakir. Eni Dius Aguf, how can we speak of Midas Misitra Dimin Dishkine, and Midas Misitra Dismoy Dishkine? But the right side is the side that is regularly used. When a person writes, how does he write? With the right hand or the left hand? With the right hand, unless he's a lefty. So the left hand is his right hand. So it's Yimin Shalei. But the right hand is the hand that is ordinarily used by a person. But the left hand also is a function. It has a function. So it has two functions. First of all, even when everything is all right with the right, with with the right hand, he still, the left hand is used as an aid to the right hand. Let's say, now that I am handicapped and my left hand does not function so well, so I have a problem when I have to write. I only have to write on the pad, but I can't sign a check. Impossible, unless somebody holds the check for me. Because if somebody will not hold the check for me, so the check will slip, because I could do it, but that will involve pain. Sometimes, when there's no one to help me and I have to make out the check, so pain and no pain. So I hold on to the left hand, but like this. So the left hand ordinarily is used as an aid to the right hand. That's one function of the left hand. And then there's another function, chas v'sholem, something happens to the right hand. Let's say he plays ball and then he gets effect on the right hand, and the right hand is placed in the cast. There's no other alternative but to write to the left hand. Write to the left hand. So in other words, the left hand is used constantly under extraordinary circumstances in a situation of an emergency. So in a figurative way, the Zohar says of the there are two types of midas, Nakodesh Baruch Hu. Midas misitra di yamin and midas misitra di shmol. The midas misitra di yamin that are regularly used by Nakodesh Baruch Hu day after day, night after night, are the midas of Rachum, Chanina, Chapayim, Rav Chesed, Emes, Mitzah Chesed, Yalotim, Mitzahedim, Mepesha, Vechatov, Inache. But really Inache is a Midin Sitra Dismay. Tanu Inache is a Midin Sitra Dismay. Ordinarily the Rebbeinu Shom doesn't use it. But under extraordinary circumstances, it's in the time of the Mabel, the Rebbeinu Shom had recourse to the Midin of Tanu Inache, of really Inache. The time of the Chum Bais Rishon, the Rebbeinu Shom had recourse to the Midin Sitra Dismay of Kanav and Eichin. At the time of the Holocaust, we can't understand it. But the Rebbeinu Shom had recourse to the Midin of Lein Akel. We can't understand it. But the Rebbeinu Shom had recourse during the Holocaust period to the Midin of Lein Akel. Now the mitzvah of Rachta Bitrochov, so the Sifri says, and the Morin Sinti says, Mahu Rachum, Mahatu Yerachum, or the Morin Sinti says, Mahu Mibakechelim, Mahatu Mibakechelim, Mahu Mahu Bisharum, Mahatu Mibakechelim, Mahu Chan, Mahatu Yerachum, but the Morin doesn't say, the Sifri doesn't say, Mahu Kan of Yehiki, Mahatu Yerachum. There are some Jews who like to be kind and emulate the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midas Dafki, Midas Yisitra Dismay. All right, that's my idea. That's my idea. Why not? Because you can emulate in your Anchuyot to emulate Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Midas Yisitra Dismay. But Midas Yisitra Dismay, so the Rebbeinu Shalom ordinarily does not have recourse to them. So how can a person, a human being, elevate to himself the role of having recourse to the Midas Yisitra, unless he's a novice? So he knows he can be in a chabal moment. But somebody who's not a novice, he only has a right and obligation to emulate the Midas of Sitra Dimin, but not has to show the Midas of Sitra Dimin. But a novice who knows to be in a chabal right moment, or the Nivir al-Diroch HaKidosh, Elachnan, he is Mechuyot to emulate the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the area of Sitra Dismay. And that's how the Radak explains when Elisha parted from Eliyahu HaNavi. So Elisha said to Eliyahu HaNavi, V'yiri Pishnayim Beruchacho. So the Radak mentions the name of his father. He doesn't mean Bishnayim Beruchacho. I want to be twice as much a great Novi as you. I wish I have to say, a Novi twice as great. Somebody who is Talmud Chochem, so he can say, he is twice as much a Boki as the other one. That one is blocking uncertain, he is blocking to the surface. One is blocking to the surface and the other one is blocking from the surface. But the way means that he has communion with the Rebbein Shalom. The Rebbein Shalom reveals himself. So could anyone say that now, in Vadia there is only one parent, and Yeshaya has how many protein? I think 67 protein. So could anyone say, you can say it, but it would be nonsense. So Yeshaya Novi was 67 times as great in Novi as Yvadia. Nonsense. Novi is a Novi. It's not trying to say how many times the Rebbein Shalom revealed himself. If the Rebbein Shalom revealed himself to someone once, he could be as great in Novi as somebody else to whom the Rebbein Shalom revealed himself a thousand times. So what does it mean to the fact mentioned in the Father? Yero Pishnayim Beruchacho, so he named, because Yoha Novi had a double spirit. On one hand, Yoha Novi was the Kamei Kineis, on the other hand, Yoha is designated as the Malach HaSholem, So, Brisi Sholem. So he was a twofold personality, not just a Sholem's double personality, but a twofold personality. The Malach HaSholem and the Malach of Kamois. He is a Novi, so he was able to be willing to have the right money, but Chas V'Sholem, somebody who is not a Novi, that he should elevate to himself the role of emulating the Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Misitra Dismail. So then we say, now the question is, we say, Achidush Hazel Lochem. Achidush Hazel Lochem. So, Yisroel Meim Livono. So, what's the Livono? Livono means that he can shine in darkness. And the here and the machlekes between Rabbeinu and Chanina, what was the identity of that Malach who revealed himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mechoyel Hasne? So Rabbi Yochanan says it was Mechoyel, and Rabbi Chanina says Gavriel. Gavriel symbolizes Gura scale. There's the middle of Gura. Now the middle of Gura is really Gura scale, that's the middle of kind of nature, retribution. So there's the middle of Sitra Dismay. Mechoyel was the Malach who was sent to Mivasa to Sora that he's going to have a baby. So in other words, Sablonis. And what does Mechoyel mean? Likomeicho Breilim Hashem. And this is interesting. Chazal say, Likomeicho Breilim Hashem, something. I mean, one couldn't say it by himself, but Chazal say it so just to be understood in the proper perspective. That Nikomeicho Be'ilim Hashem, Nikomeicho Be'ilim Hashem. Why? Because the sin Hashem, the Amchayev and Gavins, and they do terrible things, and the Rebbein Shalom is patient with them. He's forbearing. He's in the prayer of a mirror. He's silent. So Savlon is the forbearance by HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests itself in the middle of Sablonis, of Erev Hapayim, tolerance, after we show you. So, the Mekabim, what's Mekabim? Why are they called Mekabim? What is Yo? And his sons are called Mekabim, because on their flag it was inscribed, Mikomeicho Be'ilim Hashem. So isn't it strange? It sounds paradoxical. After all, on the contrary, the Maccabim, Matisyon, Bono, they personify the leader of Gure, of Gabriel, not of Michoel. How come that on their flag they put down the inscription Mikomeicho Be'ilim Hashem, and according to Chazal it means Mikomeicho Be'ilim Hashem, forbearance, patience, avlones, to suffer, to inject, to shine in the midst of darkness like Levone? The answer is the answer is given by this Metoshabe, by Yirei Lev Malach Hadishem, Mitichla Beseish, Miyom Yisei HaMalach, Chagirich HaMalach Malach Michoyle. The question is, what should be the attitude of his, of the Knesset Yisrael in facing the attempts by Yirei Seilom to destroy them? What should be the blueprint and the guideline in our relationship with Umeseiro? So Rabbi Yochanan said that the guideline should be the motto of Mechoyer. What is Mechoyer? Mechomecho b'yumim Hashem. We have to suffer. We have to suffer. And we cannot react when Israel and a certain government acts unjustly and unfairly to us. We cannot just react and just demonstrate. We have to exercise perseverance and patience and forbearance. The Michoel is the Malach who appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu. Mitich Hasnet. Now what does the snare, what kind of message does the snare express? Vayimah Hashem, Hoi roi si eson yami, Ashab Mitzchoyim bezakosom shomati, Mitni meksof tiyotati esmachidom, ולירד לעצמי מיד מצרים ולהליסים מאורץ הגיע לארץ דיבור וחבו אל ארץ ולסחול את ראש שמוקי מקניים והחיתי ומירי והטריזי והחיבי והאיבוסי ביאת אוזמי צק אז מייסוי בואו אליי וגם בואו יסוס הלחס אז המצרים לא יחצי מייסון. So in other words, the main motive in the Mare Asne is the loneliness of the Jewish people. Where are you see a son? What should be our attitude, what approach our Jews to take in face of the cruelty and the hostility of the nations of the world towards Israel? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Bechol, Savlonis, as it was called in Hebrew many years ago, Havlada, the Savlonis, Sof, not to defend ourselves. That's Mechoyer. Mikomeicho b'yumim Hashem. So Chanin said, yes, but everything has its limitations. Sometimes there is such a situation that the guideline should be not Mechoyer's philosophy, but Gavriel's philosophy. Gavriel's philosophy. But you ask Gavriel, that's he represents the leaders of Nisitra, this Meir Shchina. How can a human being have recourse to the leaders, Nisitra, this Meir Shchina? After all, if he's not in Ovi, how can he arrogate himself the role of having recourse to the leaders of Sitra's Meir? The Rebbein Shalom knows the right moment and the right place and the right situation, but a human being, Chas V'Sholem, how can he carry a recourse to the Midas Messiah's Mayor? But there is one exception in respect to the Umeseilam, who are not just short, but who are interested in destroying the Jewish people, who say, Yechudin achidin goy, v'yizocher shen Yisroel, if they openly say that they want to destroy the Jewish people, then the philosophy of Gavriel has to take precedence over the philosophy of Mechoyer. But only when the Zeron adopt an attitude, an approach of open hostility, like Haman. But if they don't adopt that attitude of open hostility, even though Chazal say, Halocha l'mishem Sinai she'is of Seir Yaakov. But then, Chas Sholem, we cannot adopt the approach of Gavriel, but we have to adopt the approach of Nechoyah. Now, the moral Megillah tells us that when Ahasuerus says to Esther, you say the reason who Hashem the Lord will lead the last escape. So Esther answered, Issaveiv homon arazeh. So when Esther said, Issaveiv homon arazeh, Esther tried to point the finger at Ahasuerus. Not at Haman. Who was Haman? Haman was a non-entity. Who was he? Ahasuerus was the real culprit. He made him into the prime minister of Persia. So, and Esther wants to be truthful. So, when Esther knew his neighbor is a who, so she didn't try to hide. She wanted to tell the real truth, and nothing but the truth. So she tried to point the finger at Tahasuerus. Not at home. So then Mayor Gavriel came, and he diverted the direction of her finger from home, from Ahasuerus. What is it? It's not to be understood literally. In other words, Gavriel, the leader of Gavriel, has to go hand in hand with Seichel too, you know, with a sense of achrayus of what is like. It's very easy for Jews in America to demonstrate against Soviet Russia and to strap themselves to the walls of the Soviet embassy, because they will not be harmed. They'll get publicity in the newspaper, the pictures will be in the old newspapers and television, and everybody will see and say, whoa, see, this rabbi is so courageous, he speaks out. But the same rabbi is the same courageous Jewish, so-called Jewish leaders who are ready to demonstrate against Soviet Russia, that they are not ready to say one protest against the imprisonment of M. Pollard and the life imprisonment of Jonathan Pollard. Not only they don't protest, they even compliment the Secretary Kaspar Weinberger for advising the judge to give the maximum penalty. This is not real. That's cowardice. That's hypocrisy. So, real Vurek, Vuraskeo, the Vurek that is typical of Gavriel, is a Vurek that goes hand in hand with the sense of Achrayus and the Seichel. Not just to express the truth. And the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to create the world, so the Malach HaShoah said, Adam, the great man, Al Yivro, should do the scoring. So Maos HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not al Esa Emes, v'yishlichi lo'otso, shenemar Emes mi'eretz titzmach. In other words, you want to plant Emes, you cannot do it through drastic measures, you have to plant it, you have to plant Emes. It has to take years and years to establish truth and to convince people. Emes mi'eretz titzmach. A building you can build in short time if you have enough manpower and enough materials and enough money. So then you can build an Empire State Building maybe in a few months. But you cannot produce a tree in a few months. So that's why Mauer Gabriel, so he diverted the direction of the finger. We have to have recourse to the midah of Kanavin Eichin of meeting out retribution against the Hamans. Those who openly say they want to destroy Am Yisrael. So they are the otherwise middle of secret Ismail has to become a middle of secret Yemin. That's what the Medrash means. The Medrash says, Yehoyim Samalach, who appeared to Mishra Benu Mitech Barer,
mit der Heusche bis mehr, Rabbi Yechanan says, the question is, what should be our guideline in our encounter with Dumas Eilam? Who are generally hostile to us? Everybody is hostile to us. Why? I mean, President Bush, I mean, I don't want to talk against him, it's called Malchus, but President Bush is not a real Eved Yisrael. He's not a real Eved Yisrael. And I read in the Time magazine that when the war in Lebanon broke out, so then the PLO together with Arafat and all the PLO leaders, so were trapped in Beirut, and then Menachem Begin wanted to apprehend them and to wipe out the PLO, to prosecute them, and to wipe out, and Alexander Haig was then the Secretary of State, so he encouraged Menachem Begin in wiping out the PLO, and he said, if that had been done, so we wouldn't have all the trouble. Not only Israel would have been spared the trouble, but the United States too would not have suffered so many casualties if that were done. But Alexander Haig wanted, encouraged Israel, and Reagan went along with Alexander Haig. But then Caspar Weinberger, the big day of Israel, so he exerted pressure upon President Reagan that he should force Alexander Haig to submit his resignation. So President Reagan refused, but then he was successful in convincing Vice President Bush that Vice President Bush should join him in exerting pressure upon President Reagan. And then they both were successful in convincing Reagan that it's not for the benefit of the United States if the PLO will be wiped out. Why? They didn't mention Israel, Chas v'Shalom. Who mentioned Israel? But they said, because that will enable Soviet Russia to come in.